Adele's new album, 25, came out today. That is some sound. Mm-hmm. The album is predicted to be a big hit. You wonder why? Wow. It's her first in nearly 5 years.
Let's go to WTOP's Marcus Moore, music critic for us, along with Pitchfork and other venues. Marcus, great to have you. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Let's talk about, here we go, first time we've heard from her in 4 years. Give us an idea of how she sounds compared to the 21 record.
You know, when I listen to this album, it sounds a lot brighter than 21. 21 was pretty much based on a tumultuous relationship that she had some years ago. Whereas with this one, I feel like she's still dealing with some of the vestiges of that relationship, but at the same time, she's looking forward. It's more forward looking than 21, and it still has the same big sound, but it's a lot brighter than what you would expect.
Well, let's talk about the songs on the album, and this is one of them. If you're gonna let me down gently, don't pretend that you don't want me. Definitely a little brighter, as you're saying, Marcus. The first single on the album, I guess, Hello, it's brighter than that. Let's talk about some of what we've grown to expect from Adele.
Well, I think when you listen to an Adele song or an Adele record, you're gonna get a very, very big sound. You're going to get very personal lyrics. You're going to, I think more so than other artists, and I think this is a good thing. She really touches on her personal struggles and her personal strife. She'll talk about her relationships. She'll talk about some of the things that, you know, kind of troubles her and things of that nature. And to some extent, I feel like Adele is sort of the anti-superstar. Like she often speaks of like being in a room of celebrities and not feeling like she belongs. And I think some of that comes through in her music as well.
Now, the other part of this story today, of course, is the fact that she has decided not to stream her album on any of the big services.
Right.
Talk about that. Does she have so much power? Is she in the Taylor Swift category where she has so much power that she can do it and get away with it?
I think it's a very good business decision for her. I think Adele knows her worth, and she's saying, like, no, if you're going to listen to my album, you're going to have to pay for it. Because, I mean, just think about when we listened to music back in the day. That's how you got it. You had to go to the record store, and you had to actually buy the album or the CD. So I think this is Adele more so than anything else saying, like, hey, I worked really hard on this music, and it's going to come out. It's going to come out the way I want it to come out. And you know, as you're seeing from the record sales that she's breaking, it's a pretty good idea.
Beautiful. Thanks so much, Marcus. Good having you.
Thanks for having me.
Marcus Moore, music critic for WTOP, Pitchfork, and other places.